Why do birds so
cool? 7:30, y'all. Headphones,
every
guys?
Time
headphones.
We are near.
You are near. What was I singing earlier? The cat song? I was singing a cat song earlier.
Daddy, are you ready to go?
Why don't we do this thing?
Stop talking.
I can stop talking. If you want me to stop talking, just say stop talking and I'll stop talking. Hello and welcome to the award-winning Ardent Atheist, official podcast of the United Church of Bacon, where reason reigns supreme, not frogs and fish. Today's episode brought to you by billions of years of evolution. Sitting next to me is my co-host and producer, Heather Henderson.
Hi, everybody.
You know Heather from the Facebooks, on the inner tubes, and from our other hit podcast, Skeptically Yours. You can find links to our guests' websites, join our Twitter and Facebook feeds, subscribe to our premium ad-free 90-minute full-length episodes, and our email at ardentatheist.com.
If you'd like to take part in a live chat moderated by the author of the fabulous blog, Comedy Obscura, Joseph Wham, go to ardentatheist.com/live and chat us up right now.
And please go to iTunes. Subscribe to our podcast for free.
Yeah, podcast.
Write a review. Help us get up there in the top 10 where you've never put us. You may also go to ardentatheist.com/premium and subscribe to our premium ad-free content for a measly $10 per year.
Subscribe now or I won't go to Reason Rally.
We are going to Reason Rally.
Yeah, well, I won't unless everyone subscribes.
How many people will it take to guarantee that you'll go to Reason Rally then?
Both. Both the people still holding out need to subscribe.
Oh, yeah. You're really serious about this.
Damn right.
Well, I'm sure the two holdouts will subscribe now.
If they don't, I'll buy their subscriptions.
You're not very good at this.
I'm going to Reason Rally, bitches. We only have two rules on the show. Rule number one, guests may plug anything they want. We're not hypocrites. Go subscribe. So do that, too.
You want me to do it? And rule number two, if your listener has ever been offended by anything, get a sledgehammer, destroy your computer. Now the show has no restrictions on language or content, and certainly has nothing for you, you hold out. We're coming to you live from E&H Studios in sunny Studio City, California. In the Studio City tonight, we have Terry Smith and Tommy Puckett. Joining us a little later will be Matt Kirshen. You know these folks from Showbiz.
The World of Reasons.
It is the
and Showbiz.
Yeah, and Showbiz. You guys really aren't in Showbiz.
Are you have to be.
Tommy, are you a show guy?
Do you do shows?
Yeah.
What do you show people? I
dare. Mostly things
I
don't want to see.
We met you two when we got an email saying, hey, we're doing an Ask an Atheist event.
Where was that at?
At the Pasadena City College.
Correct.
Is that correct? Mm-hmm. And we said, hell yeah, I love those things. I've done them a few times before. And we jumped in our car and we drove out there and we were hanging out in the quad area, if you call it that. Mm-hmm. And we sent an I sent a text over to you, Terry, and I said, hey, we're here. And you said, well, this isn't today.
You came 4 days early.
Yeah, we did.
It looked like we were supposed to be there. There were signs. People were walking around out there. I was like, where's our table? Mm-hmm.
So we jumped in the car. We went home. We waited 4 days. And then we went back out. And we did Ask an Atheist with you. It was a fun, fun day. I had a great time about that. You didn't have a good time?
It was in the beginning.
It irritated you.
I was mad.
Yeah. Heather doesn't, she doesn't have a lot of tolerance for the living waters assholes.
Right.
And that's who showed up. That's we halfway through the morning / afternoon, and we were having a nice time. A lot of people coming up asking about your group, which you do a thing there. You have a little atheist and skeptic group. Is that right?
We have a branch of the Secular Student Alliance, and I'm the president, and Tommy's the vice president.
All right.
And I just started it this semester.
Cool. So we were answering questions, and you were telling people about the secular thing that you run there and all that. And then all of a sudden, this large group of people that were obviously together kind of converged on the area. And then kind of one by one, they started coming in, almost like those Asian fighting films, right? Where, you know, you can beat the shit out of the guy if everyone goes at once. But they weren't doing that. They were one by one at first coming in. Mm-hmm. And then, much like those Asian films, toward the end of the day, they all just converged on our table and were surrounding us.
And the fact that it was raining meant that they all had to
get under the tent that we were in.
They crowded in with us. And
which we invited them. One of the things
we were trying to be nice.
One of the things that cracked me up is one of their really evangelical. I'm pretty sure this kid would be gay if he wasn't poisoned with the blood of the Lord. He played guitar, he was singing, and he was that guy. When the day was over, he said, "Now I just have to figure out how to get back to my car without getting wet." And I'm because it's raining, right? And I was like, "Have you tried prayer? Why don't you give it? Where's all that magical prayer you've been barking on about for the last hour and a half? Why don't you try some of that shit and see how it works for you? You know, I mean, we're talking about a guy who claimed that he saw someone. Well, one of his friends and he claimed that they saw someone get cured of blindness. They claimed they saw that in their church."
Yeah.
Of course, when I said, "Well, can you explain to me the whole story?" Which is what you do when someone makes an extraordinary claim. You have to explain to me what it was that convinced you that what you're describing to me is true and accurate and believable. So I asked him, "Can you explain it to me?" And they started telling me there was someone sitting right behind them during a service of some sort, and that person told them that they couldn't see, but now they can.
We don't even really know what they said. What the guy said to me was, "I could tell by the look on his face."
Yeah.
And I'm like, "What?
You can
tell that someone got their sight back by the look on their face?"
Your version.
Was he blinking? What did he look like? Like, I don't know.
Your version of evidence, if that's evidence to you, is, I'm sorry to tell you, not fucking evidence. It's just not. And they were telling story after story. My favorite, all-time favorite interaction with a believer to date happened at your event.
Oh, wow.
That was when... At some point prior to this, let me set it up properly. At some point prior to this, somebody came up to me and said, "Are you having any issues right now? Do you have any ailments, or do you have?" They were looking for something they could heal, air quotes. Mm-hmm. And I said, "No, I don't have any ailments right now." And then I was like, "Well, come to think of it, I want to be honest and accurate. I do have a kink in my neck because I'd been sitting at that table looking up at people. I had put a little pain in the right side of my neck." And I told this guy, I said, "I do have a little pain." And and then he started talking about healing and all that and asking if he could heal me. And I said, "Yeah, I'd really rather not." I think it kind of trailed off after that. But he took that information back over to the group. And at some point toward the end of the evening or afternoon, this woman came up to me, and she had this, how can I describe?
I remember
texture.
Her.
You know,
yeah, some texture.
You know that look on the face of people who would actually take their own life because the leader of their cult told them to. You know what? You know the that look that I'm talking about. That empty eyed, that doe eyed, wide eyed. Everything's amazing, and I can fix everything, and I understand everything in her face. Except she looked like an absolute abject moron, and so she had this or this air about her, this look about her as she walked up to me, and she said to me, she was just looking at me like really intensely and really just studying my face and trying to make this magical connection with me. It was really uncomfortable. And then finally she says to me, "I heard that you have some pain. May I heal you?" And I said, first thing I said was, "No, I'd rather you not do anything. Let me just touch you. I just need to touch you." And I said, "I really don't want you to touch me. I'm sorry. I appreciate what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I understand what you're trying to do. But I don't want to be touched by you. I'm sorry. Thank you for offering, I suppose. But thank you. No, thank you. I don't want to be
and
touched."
And what was even funnier
I didn't
about
say
this
it. I didn't.
Situation?
Now, listen, I'm a stand-up comic of some 30 years, and I'm standing there. And you know, when you do a stand-up comedy show, there's a relationship, a contract between you and the people that have bought tickets to come see you. And there are lines that can be crossed in that environment. And it's been years of me learning how not to cross that line because I don't have a contract with that woman of any sort. And so it's not acceptable for me to either be completely and utterly honest about what I'm thinking, because that's socially abhorrent, what I'm about to share with you. And it's certainly, we don't have that comedy contract, so I can't do anything comedic with it either. And I shouldn't.
I mean, you could.
But I think I just didn't. I didn't, and I I'm trying to grow as a human being anyway. So this person was missing a minimum of 2 or 3 teeth, and the ones that remained were all blackened and fucked up beyond repair. This woman's mouth needed healing, and she wanted to heal me, and that just made zero sense to me. But a friend of mine, I posted the story in my own little Facebook world, and a friend of mine said, well, wait a minute, you're confusing the fact that she has magical chiropractic powers, not magical dental powers. And so,
What was the thing that came in your head that you wanted to say back to her?
I wanted to say that if you would like to heal me, fix your own mouth, then get back to me. That's right. What I wanted to say. That's what I was going to say. But I couldn't do that. I didn't want to do that. And I didn't want to be mean to these people.
It was really hard to
hard. Yeah. Especially...
Because they're telling you stories that they have no evidence of, but they're saying this is true. And I'm going, yeah, I don't believe that you made that guy's foot longer, that leg longer.
They told a story about a guy who had a shortened leg, and they absolutely cured that problem.
One guy prayed
to grow back my kidney that I'm missing.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They're like, do you feel it? And I'm like, honey, no. All I feel is that you're a nice person who really cares, and I wish you would... pray for everyone else who's missing body parts.
Well, one great thing about that night is we had a scapegoat, and that was your boyfriend.
Oh, Bernie. Oh, wasn't he wonderful?
Every time somebody wanted to pray for us, we were like, oh, go pray for Bernie. Yeah. Bernie likes to be prayed for.
Anytime you're dealing with a throng of religious people, it's good to have a sub.
Yeah, he was just playing like Final Fantasy Tactics and like just keeping warm because he was recovering from a cold.
It was cold out there, and it was raining, and he just wanted to get warm.
He kept them around him like longer. He's like, oh, they were really warm. I got to practice my cultural sensitivity. I was like, that is the best thing.
Yeah, they surrounded us. Mm-hmm. I had at least 3 people at a time surrounding me, trying to talk to me.
Well, there was toward the end, you had like 5 on you.
And it's like what do you call it when someone stands too close to you and they just don't get that
social cue,
like, hey, I'm over here, but I need space. I need at least, you know, a body's length of space from you if you're going to spew bullshit at me. So it was kind of hard, and I was getting very tired and kind of just annoyed because I couldn't find it in myself to hurt them and be mean. But the things that I wanted to say was just like, you're crazy. You're crazy, the things that you're saying. You can't come at me with, oh, I saw this happen or I believe this without any proof. And they're just like, but we have proof. And I'm like, you don't have proof. What the?
One of the major problems is an abject misunderstanding of what evidence is. That's a major, major problem in faith-based retardation.
Yeah.
Is that the right word?
It feels good to them, and that's all they need.
That's what you call it, right, Terry?
That's not.
No comment.
Well, so what does your group do at the school?
Well, we just started, and we're part of the National SSA. So we're more.
What's it? SSA?
SSA is Secular Student Alliance.
Alliance. Okay. Alliance. And I think you guys met August Brunson at the Orange Free Thought. He was one of the speakers.
Oh, okay.
He's the executive director.
Cool.
And we're just a support group and a safe place for people who don't believe in God or are atheists. Or
do you have meetings? Do you go to karaoke?
We have meetings. And we've had quite a few events. We had an Earth Day event. We had the Ask an Atheist event.
How do we know when Earth was born? I mean, that's a tough one to nail to a calendar. Earth Day. How do you know that's the day?
I think... People tend to agree that that's the day.
It really should be January 1st in my mind, but that's not right.
Yeah, that might be. It's a little cold on January 1st. Yeah. So.
I loved the event that was happening right after
In the evening.
The big gay prom.
Yeah. I wonder what the religious people thought of that.
We actually, we had to have campus police patrol because some of the Christians had been saying they were going to come to the big gay prom afterwards, mm-hmm. and we weren't quite sure if they were going to be
respectful,
creepy ones.
Yeah,
or if they were just going to show up and eat food and enjoy it.
Now I know that while we're talking about this, we sound like, you know, we're kind of jerks because we're just like, these Christians, right? You know, we were very respectful.
Yeah.
We're in our house right now. Mm-hmm. We can say what the hell
I can say
want.
What I want in my house.
I want
this
say
is
what
my house, motherfucker. I say what I want.
I had a lot of fun.
I mean, yeah.
I did too.
It was a
we
good
were
experience.
Really, I was overly nice to them.
We were all
really trying,
nice.
Yeah, really trying to not let them see my frustration in the ignorance that was being spewed at me.
Mm-hmm.
But they were debating you. They loved you. They were like, this guy's got to be taken down.
Well, one guy decided that, I'll tell you about him when we come back from the break. It's time for a break, ladies and gentlemen. We will be right back here listening to Ardent Atheist at ardentatheist.com and available at the iTunes store. More after this unavoidable interruption.
We've had a lot of people ask us about the comedy sketch clips that we play from the vile comedy album Chaos Radio, so we are making it available to you. You can buy your favorite tracks from the 23-track record individually for $1, or you can buy the entire recording for $18. Go to gumroad.com/Emery Emery. That's G-U-M as in Muff Diver. ROAD.com/Emery Emery and buy the damn thing.
What's the difference between a Mexican and Jesus Christ?
What?
Jesus doesn't have a tattoo of a Mexican.
Foundation Beyond Belief is a community of compassionate humanists and atheists supporting outstanding charities worldwide. Members sign up for automatic donations starting at $5 a month, then distribute those funds however they wish among the featured charities. To date, this unique humanist organization has raised over $750,000 to make this world a better, more humane place. We don't look to the skies for a better world. Foundation Beyond Belief is humanity at work. Learn more or join us at foundationbeyondbelief.org.
Hi, I'm David Diskin, and I wanted to tell you about Camp Quest West. We're a secular summer camp for non-religious families, and our week-long program for kids runs this summer in locations in California and over a dozen others throughout the U.S. At Camp Quest, we give kids the traditional camp experience, like archery, swimming, arts and crafts, and campfire songs, but we add science, skepticism, humanism, and critical thinking. There's a few spots left for parents who want to register their kids, but we're also asking for your help. We turn every donation into camperships for families that can't afford to send their children to camp. We're 100% volunteer-based, a tax-exempt 501c3, and our amazing financial aid program is supported by the free thought and skeptic community by people like you. I want to see how much Emery and Heather's fans can raise for Camp Quest West. Visit tinyurl.com/ardentcampquest. Or look for the link on their Facebook page. You can learn more about our California camps and the others throughout the U.S. by visiting campquest.org.
Hey, kids. Remember the good old days of simple, wholesome fun? Back when you could watch cartoons on Saturday morning? Remember watching Mr. Peabody and Sherman use their Wayback Machine to visit the realms of ancient history? And remember how disappointing it was that they didn't fuck anybody? Didn't you want to see Mr. Peabody get his hot little doggy holes stuffed by Zebulon Pike or Galileo? Well, now you can. Only instead of a dog and an underage boy, it's two hot sorority chicks using a time machine to screw their way through history. Time Bangers is a hot new series of erotic time travel novels set for full release on July 28th. For more details, check out www.timebangers.com. You'll laugh. You'll cry. You'll come.
Available now wherever Time Bangers is sold. Come on, how funny is that? Because that's an old ad. It's out of date. I just fixed it. That's how good I am. And now back to Ardent Atheist Nonsense You Can Believe In. We're talking with Terry Smith and Tommy Puckett. Matt Kirshen on his way. Hi, everybody. Thanks for being here.
Hi.
How are you?
Okay. I have to say hi to Mike Autry, I promise.
I love Mike Autry.
Hey, Mike.
I love Mike Autry.
Mike Autry, we argue all the time. He's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's on the A-team.
Yes, he is.
He is the A-team.
He is the A-team.
There's no one else.
That's
just Mike Autry.
Mm-hmm.
That's hot. He got us T-shirts.
Yes. We have to take pictures and post those. I feel like such an asshole.
There are pictures of me in it. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
What kind of T-shirt?
It says A-team on it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm. Pretty great.
I have a picture on Facebook with one.
So anyway, we talked to those folks. One of the things that that happened out there, the way those kids showed up, that was the thing that was confusing. When we were out there, all of a sudden these kids are just swarming us. And mm-hmm. and it didn't seem, after a couple hours of dealing with them, I started thinking, wait a minute, this isn't an accident. You know, these guys didn't all just happen to be wandering by. They came here specifically to do this. And it became obvious to me pretty quickly once I started contemplating it, and I kind of stopped interacting with them and thinking about what's going on. They were blocking people from talking to us, I think. Mm-hmm. I think that's what one of their goals was.
You mean they were cock-blocking us?
They were, oh, and yeah. They were blocking the sign that said Secular Student Alliance.
They were
so
God-blocking
us? Could see us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wonder if they knew I was gay, and maybe they're like picking up the vibes and they're absorbing it.
I hope so.
You're gay?
Oh, fuck yeah.
So, I know, it's a hilarious joke, right? It's the best joke. It's the best joke. It doesn't work. Yeah,
well, is it? Is it really?
It doesn't work.
I
when
wasn't
you,
aware of this.
It doesn't work when you ask a congressman, but it's still as apt if he's Republican. Mm. So you found out later, though, is that right, Terry? Did you discover where they came from? Who sent them? What happened?
I'm pretty sure that they're from the Living Waters Church mm-hmm. in Pasadena, which is one of Ray Comfort's.
Oh yeah,
Ray Comfort is the genius that came out with, and I just discovered this tonight talking with Heather. I hadn't heard this. I've always wondered about it. Ray Comfort's the guy that did the Atheist's Nightmare is the Banana.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
And we're not going to play the video. We've probably played it 30 times in the beginning of our the first 30 episodes of this particular yeah. series. But in it, he claims that the banana is proof. He's Australian.
The banana.
The banana is proof that God made the banana just for man to eat. Mm-hmm. And it fits perfectly in the hand. It's got these lines on it that line up with your finger lines. And it's this cracks me up. This fucking cracks me up. And it has a slight bend in it so that it's for ease of entry and it's aimed right at your face. He says this in the thing. And
he makes the O face.
Just how it should be.
Well, what blows my mind is right there it falls apart because all you would have to, I mean, it's only aimed at your face if you pick it up and aim it at your face. I mean, right. if you grab it, if you could rotate it one quarter turn, it's aimed at your friend. If you turn it again, it's aimed at someone in front of you. If you turn it again, it's aimed at the asshole to your right. God is very confusing with this thing. But for some reason, Ray thinks that every time we pick up a banana and it's aimed at our face, that God did that. But no, the reason that happens is because we're going to eat the fucking thing. That's why it's pointed that way, you dumb fuck. So,
that's just bananas.
Yeah, it is. And he also leaves out, well, he doesn't understand. He didn't understand when he made this video with Kirk Cameron. He didn't understand that the banana has not been made that way by God or nature at all. It's made that way by man. Man bred that thing to what it is today. Prior to once we got our grubby little hands on it, we altered that plant until it was what we wanted, flavor-wise and everything else. Uh-huh. But it used to be, originally, the banana was a green, potato-shaped, gooey, shitty, high-starch, crappy food. It's not mm-hmm. good. There was nothing about it that was great.
And that's why it's man-made, and that's why some of our dogs are shaped like bananas.
That's exactly right.
Or that makes dogs. So much sense.
Or hot dogs. Yes. Yeah.
The banana hound.
The banana hound.
I love that artificial selection.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's delicious. So speaking of Ray Comfort.
Well, he's the guy that runs the church that sent the kids to bother us. Wow, that was cool.
UTI church.
UTI?
Yeah, because if your waters are living, that means you have a UTI.
Hello with the truth of the funny. That is awesome.
So I just found out today mm-hmm. that, you know, Reason Rally is coming up really soon.
Reason Rally!
It's in about a month.
Every time someone says Reason Rally, I think we should do that. Reason Rally!
No. Blythe is also yelling. No.
Can we do something else?
No.
What else could we do?
Do nothing.
Every time. Drink? Should we drink every time someone mentions the Reason Rally?
Will you get the vodka?
Pray for your neck.
Pray for your neck.
Pray for your neck.
That's a good idea.
So Ray Comfort is going to be very close to where Reason Rally is going.
Reason
to be.
Rally!
Stop it.
Can we call him Ray Discomfort? Will you meet me halfway?
I found this article in The Blaze and where he talks about he's going to be filming a TV show very close to where we are going to be the same day.
It's not an accident. He's there because, you know.
Let me tell you about two very exciting things we're working on. The first
one.
Oh,
I can't wait, Ray. Thank you.
I can't tell you how excited I am about this.
This
is a new movie called The Atheist Delusion.
Oh, that's great.
Why Millions Deny the Obvious. We've been working on this for about 3 months. And when you see the trailer, you'll see why I'm so excited. We'll tell you about that in the near future.
Pan down. Show us how excited you are.
This is the second project. We're going to Washington, D.C. to meet up with thousands of atheists who are gathering together for something called the Reason Rally. They'll be down this end with Lincoln. We'll be on the other end at the Washington Monument filming for season 5 of our television program, open-air session. So we're going to get a lot of hecklers from these guys. We've got 5,000 books to give out. They have some incredible speakers coming. Johnny Depp. There's Bill Nye.
Yeah.
Lawrence Krauss.
That's
and
true.
Penn Jillette.
Penn will
be there.
So there's
going to be a big turnout. So this is a wonderful opportunity to reach out to the lost. We need you there. We need your support. We need your help. We need you to help us give out literature. So please come. You'll find details. Oh, look, if you're on the East Coast, you can drive there. Get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Get there by 8 o'clock. But we need you, so please come. And if you can't come, please support us in prayer. So we'll give you details in our next update. You'll find the information somewhere around here. Sign up for the update. We need you there.
I'd like to point out that he made that video at 5:35.
Now, it says it on his watch. but you notice he said that we are going to be doing stuff to him. What did he say we were going to do? Not heckle. What did he say? I missed that part.
I would
causing
just
trouble. What did he say?
I'm going to ignore him.
Yeah,
that's what I'll do. Yeah, that's interesting. Let's find out what he said.
Depp, there's Bill Nye, Lawrence Krauss, and Penn Jillette. So there's going to be a big turnout. So this is a wonderful opportunity to reach out to the lost. We need you there. We need your support. We need your help.
Johnny
we need
Depp.
You to help us give out literature. So please come. You'll find details.
Yeah,
oh, look, if you're on the East Coast, you can drive there. Get up.
Drive.
People know what they can do, you dumbass. So I don't know what he
said.
I forget.
He said something.
I have no patience for this guy.
I just heard
he's
the part
just an utter moron.
Where Ring Comfort told us to please come.
Yeah.
I'm like, I was lost after that.
Yeah, speaking of Reason Rally,
we are going to be there.
We are
actually going.
I thought we were going to go Reason Rally. No.
Everybody seems irritated by it, so
okay,
I stopped.
Never mind.
I stopped.
Never mind.
So instead, I will fart every time we say Reason Rally.
Oh, no.
So we are going to Reason Rally. We weren't going to go because we simply cannot afford to go to Reason Rally. People think we're rich. We're not. And
I am rich with love.
Yeah.
For myself. None of you
fuck
bitches.
Yeah.
And so a friend, friend of ours put together a fundraiser. We are at $965 right now. And trying to raise $1,200, which I think will probably be enough for us to get out there, get a hotel, and get back. So if you want to throw a few bucks our way, it doesn't take much more for us to get to the goal. Or if you want to push us over our goal, then maybe we can afford to buy some dinner while we're there.
Oh, yeah.
But,
food? What's that?
But, yeah, you can find it at GoFundMe.com/PHYU8A4K. GoFundMe.com. Isn't there a way to make another link that you can
tiny URL?
Yeah, whatever.
You can do it.
I didn't do it.
Someone should have done that. Who's in charge of this?
You.
Oh, Christ. So
Blythe. Blythe's in charge.
So
she's in charge of everything.
So it's at GoFundMe, which I think is a tragic, tragic mistake that they called it GoFundMe.com, because I think it's so much funnier to call it GoFund Yourself.
Yeah,
I like that.
Wouldn't that be great?
That's beautiful.
I know. Nobody did it. So yeah, if you want to help us out, you can go to GoFundMe and search for Emery and Heather. Also, you can find us that way. It'll come right up. But thanks to everybody who gave money. I believe Terry. Thanks to you.
Yes,
you
Terry.
Threw us
well,
a few bucks.
I'm going, and I want you there too.
Well,
see?
I hope we're there. We're going to be there.
We're
really excited.
I'm making a video.
I didn't
for
make
them.
It last year.
I'm making a video for them.
And I was there last year, in spirit, because
no,
Penn Jillette,
no,
what? Penn Jillette could not make it. But he called me and he said, hey, here's some money. I'll give a couple hundred bucks. Come out to the Slammer. Film me because they want a video they want to run at Reason Rally. And I put a video together for them. And
cool.
Yeah, and that video also appeared in what movie was it that the whole Werder Boys made? The whole Werder Brothers? Yeah. The whole Werder Brothers movie. I don't know why I can't think of the title of that movie.
It was the one with Richard Dawkins.
Yeah, Dawkins and Krause.
Lawrence Krause.
Yeah, I cannot think
of
the name
God
of that movie.
Believers. No, the Unbelievers.
The Unbelievers, thank you. The God Believers. That would be the opposite movie. That would be a response movie made by Ray Comfort.
Close enough.
That's what I meant.
So anyway, The Unbelievers, they used my footage in that movie. So I contributed to that film as well. But please, please, if you're at Reason Rally this year, find us. In fact, throw me a text, 818-634-4070. Let's hang out. Come hang out with us.
Yeah.
Again, my number is 818-634-4070. Check it out. Let's
call
get together.
Now.
Let's hang. Call now. Call Let's hang now. Out at Reason Rally, you suckers. that's what they don't understand is that phone number just goes to one of those Nigerian spam scammers. All right. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, because it's time for another break. Hey, you're listening to Ardent Atheist at ardentatheist.com/... Wait, I mean it available at the iTunes store. More after this insufferable disruption.
Good news, everyone.
Ah, thanks, cartoon old guy. We have a premium ad-free service. We already give you the free hour of entertainment, but the premium service will allow you to subscribe to the full 90-minute show. It's only $10 per year. We also have another option. That's the Donate More If You Want button. If you want to give us more money, we'll give away some subscriptions to the needy. We do it all the time. So be generous. Support the show if you can afford it. And please go to ardentatheist.com/premium and subscribe. A little advice. There's a fine line between cuddling and holding someone down so they can't get away.
Foundation Beyond Belief is a community of compassionate humanists and atheists supporting outstanding charities worldwide. Members sign up for automatic donations starting at $5 a month, then distribute those funds however they wish among the featured charities. To date, this unique humanist organization has raised over $750,000 to make this world a better, more humane place. We don't look to the skies for a better world. Foundation Beyond Belief is humanity at work. Learn more or join us at foundationbeyondbelief.org.
Hi, I'm David Diskin, and I wanted to tell you about Camp Quest West. We're a secular summer camp for non-religious families, and our week-long program for kids runs this summer in locations in California and over a dozen others throughout the U.S. At Camp Quest, we give kids the traditional camp experience like archery, swimming, arts and crafts, and campfire songs. But we add science, skepticism, humanism, and critical thinking. There's a few spots left for parents who want to register their kids, but we're also asking for your help. We turn every donation into camperships for families that can't afford to send their children to camp. We're 100% volunteer-based, a tax-exempt 501c3. And our amazing financial aid program is supported by the free thought and skeptic community by people like you. I want to see how much Emery and Heather's fans can raise for Camp Quest West. Visit tinyurl.com/ardentcampquest or look for the link on their Facebook page. You can learn more about our California camps and the others throughout the U.S. by visiting campquest.org.
Hey, kids, remember the good old days of simple, wholesome fun? Back when you could watch cartoons on Saturday morning? Remember watching Mr. Peabody and Sherman use their Wayback Machine to visit the realms of ancient history? And remember how disappointing it was that they didn't fuck anybody? Didn't you want to see Mr. Peabody get his hot little doggy holes stuffed by Zebulon Pike or Galileo? Well, now you can. Only instead of a dog and an underage boy, it's two hot sorority chicks using a time machine to screw their way through history. Time Bangers is a hot new series of erotic time travel novels set for full release on July 28th. For more details, check out www.timebangers.com. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll come. Available wherever Time Bangers is sold.
Which is Amazon.
Yeah. And now back to Ardent Atheist Nonsense You Can Believe In. We're talking with Terry Smith, Tommy Puckett, and eventually, Matt Kirshen. He's leaving the UCB and on his way now. In fact, I think he may have just pulled up, according to Blythe, who just said he was just pulled up. So,
Emery.
Yeah?
I got your number. You're beautiful.
Uh-huh.
Skin is so soft.
I've had a couple of those.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've had a couple.
Oh, fuck. Are you my wife?
Yeah, yeah. I'm into three ways, old guy. Let's talk.
Oh, yeah.
So I mean that. Putting my number out there, I do hope that, you know, listeners will call and come hang out with us and that sort of thing.
I gave a few people my number so they could text me when they got there.
Well, you don't give your number out over the show. I mean, you're
555. Fuck you very much.
Yeah, right.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
It is.
Yeah, I'm a guy. I can get away with it. Blythe just said, you did not just give out your number over the... And yeah, I did. And that's because I live a privileged life. I can do that. I'm not
and you're absolutely a braggart.
Objectively afraid of being raped.
Your number of partners or you got your number out of 10? Like, which are the two numbers you give out?
My phone number. I gave my phone number.
Oh, okay.
We didn't have time to give the number of partners. That would be... That's the whole show right there.
But we had, like, the opposite of time to give the number out of 10, right?
Yes. Yes, that's exactly right.
Matt Kershen.
Matt made it. How are you, brother? Were you? Tell me where you were.
I was at a show. I was at a run-through before the pilot for a show that I worked on, and it was meant to start at 6:30 and be finished by 7:30.
Which it always goes over.
Yeah.
Always goes over.
That's not what happened.
Yeah. So, and you can't name the show. We're not going to say that it was...
Oh, no, I can name it. It's called Problematic, and it's Moshe Kasher is the host, and hopefully it'll become a series on Comedy Central.
Awesome.
So good.
I think it's very good.
We want backstage privileges. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's not that kind of show.
No. No, yeah, she's confused.
I want backdoor privileges.
It is that kind of show.
Good. Ah,
there you go. So, welcome to the show. Matt Kershen, I'm glad that you made it. He's one of my favorite people in the world. We haven't had him on recently. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Are you going to Reason Rally this year?
I'm not even aware of where
did
or when
you
it
go
is.
Last year?
I have never been to it.
You don't go to that shit, do you?
I don't know. I'd go if I was invited and had a reason to be there.
Roger that.
I hear that.
Yeah, we weren't going to go, and then someone did a friggin' fundraiser. It looks like we're going.
But where is it?
It's in D.C. You know of it. You know what I'm talking about when I say it, right?
I kind of do.
Yeah.
It's the biggest gathering of atheists in Washington, D.C.
Now, the first year really was... it was interesting. I watched it from afar. I didn't attend, and it was supported and pushed and it seemed like it was built by Colbert and Daily Show Jon Stewart, mm-hmm. right? It seemed like their thing, but I'm not so sure. It's hard to understand exactly what was going on there, but they were pressing it on the show, and there were huge numbers out there. Everything from 20,000 plus to 35,000-40,000 are the numbers that you hear, just filling up the mall. And it was not a hot topic
at the mall?
Wait a minute. You're confusing.
I would definitely go for that.
Okay, mall has two. There are two meanings of the word mall.
Because I want to go to Hot Topic. It's been a while.
Someone just said something on the wall. What does that say?
He says, I've texted Emery. As long as you're not a belligerent, drunken ass, he's open to convo.
I am. I have had drunk texts as a result of giving my number out on the show. And I'm not a dick to them. I mean, every once in a while, somebody will get drunk and decide, let's throw a text out at Emery. And then I can tell pretty quickly if I'm dealing with someone who's drunk. And it's
usually when they go, I am drunk. I'm texting you.
Oftentimes. But there is a version of slurring on texting. I mean, you can read it, you know? There are things that happen in text that make it very clear
especially
that person is thumb fucked.
Dick pics.
Well, that's one.
I can't speak English.
That's,
something happened to me. Probably having a...
I got to be honest with you.
It's not just alcohol that does that to a dick.
No, that's exactly right.
Well, I mean, you're having a meaty conversation and you get a dick pic.
Yeah, I get. Well, it depends on the pick.
So, yeah. Matt, someone named My Tits on the wall says, "Love Matt."
Everyone loves Matt.
Is that someone like saying "I love Matt," or is that just someone like signing off on my behalf?
But if you call me or text me or chat with me on Facebook or what, and you're drunk, I'm probably not going to be very fun talking to me. I hate talking to drunk people. It drives me absolutely batshit crazy. I hate it. It's frustrating.
Yeah.
And people think it's cute. And I don't. Do you guys like talking to drunk people?
Why are you looking like that? Why are you making
Terry's
that face?
Great when she's drunk. I get the
seen me drunk.
I get the best messages. I'm like, okay. Oh, girl, I know. I know, girl.
You're gay, right?
You know.
You know. The answer to that is, oh, girl, you know.
So. Oh, female.
To wrap that up, yes, do text. Feel free to text, and let's hang out at Reason Rally. I'm looking forward to it. You missed this earlier, Matt. Before you got here, we played a video from Ray Comfort, one of your favorite people in the world.
Hang on, which one is Ray Comfort? Is he the banana? He's the other half of the banana.
The banana man.
Banana man.
He's the one. He's the one who wasn't on an 80s sitcom.
Right. He's sitting next to a guy, Kirk Cameron, not James Cameron. And
was it a sitcom Kirk Cameron was on, or was it like a drama?
It was a sitcom.
He was a child star in a sitcom.
Okay.
And I do not remember the name.
I'll look it up.
Well, someone will tell us on the wall. You don't have to do anything. Funny. Go to the wall. Someone's going to type in the name of Kirk Cameron's shitty sitcom. So. Anyway, he's put out a video saying that he's going to be there at Reason Rally at the other end.
Like it was one of those like Family Matters or something like that.
Something like that.
You're trying to guess it?
Yeah.
Family Ties. No, it's not Family Ties. I remember that show well.
Because Family Ties was Michael J. Fox, wasn't it?
Yeah, and Family Ties is the reason I voted for Reagan. But here's that's the dumbest sentence I've ever said.
Wow. But I believe you. I believe that's
There's
true.
Truth in what I just said. Yeah. It's horrifying, embarrassing truth. But Family Ties played a major role.
So I'm glad you're here, Matt.
So anyway,
why?
Yeah.
Because he's the one that hipped us to this story.
Growing pains.
There you go.
He's the one that hipped us to this story about the horrors of Alabama's unregulated religious daycares.
Yeah, we were going to do this and never got to it.
Well, I'm glad you're here for this.
Yeah, I didn't. I read an article. Was it on Slate? I read an article somewhere about it.
It's on Slate.
I sent it to. I immediately emailed it to Emery and Heather. And this is probably a thing you're going to want to talk about at some point.
That's where you would be right.
Yeah.
The horror.
And that's it. And that's the story. So what's the next subject?
These days, the phrase religious liberty functions more or less as code for anti-LGBTQ. But current fights over bathroom access and public accommodations aren't the first time religious freedom has been used to set up troubling legal frameworks. So this story is, it's about the daycare, I think it's only about Alabama, is that correct? Yeah, the horrors of Alabama.
Yeah, but I suspect this is something that can happen in other states, but specifically in Alabama, my understanding, it's a while since I read the article now, but if you set up a daycare as a religious rather than secular organization,
if you claim that it's religious, right?
Yeah, because it's affiliated with a church or the church or whatever, it then doesn't have to
be regulated
in any way. It can't, unlike the secular ones that have rigorous rules and inspections and things like that.
You don't have to have any of that.
All they can do, and all they have done, in one particular case, is one woman in particular who sounds like the sort of a baby slumlord.
Yeah,
effect wow. Is she just keeps setting these places up. They turn out to be wildly understaffed and mistreat
dirty,
the kids.
Yeah.
And yeah, but they're also substantially cheaper than the good ones, the real ones. So these really struggling families go, well, shit, this looks, the church will provide. Yeah. And we'll go to this church run thing. And all it means, by the way, church, is she just effectively has to say, this is religious. There's no extra, it's not sort of accredited in any particular way.
In other
either.
Words, they have laws that allow you to claim religion as the umbrella under which you're doing this without any
and all they can do
without
is
any proof. They're not even checking.
This lady's church was named Alpha and Omega Ministries. Mm-hmm. They don't hold services, engage in outreach, or provide any kind of religious teaching in her child care centers at all.
All they do is provide a cover for
money, getting money.
So I don't know about you, but when I heard that, I was looking into flights to Alabama because that looks like a great deal. That looks like,
you know, what I love about United Church of Bacon is that a lot of what John Whiteside and we're involved with that church, a lot of what we do at United Church of Bacon is specifically to underscore the problem of giving special consideration to religions. So we do things to try to take advantage of these kinds of loopholes as often as we can think of them.
But for good.
Yeah, well, we certainly aren't going to open a daycare across from a porn place and have, you know, kids living in squalor just to make a point. But, you know, maybe we should.
They say that this lady stole employee wages, smacked children with fly swatters and rulers, put tape over their mouths, and left them in high chairs for hours.
And I think that proves that religion is bad.
Yeah, now I would, like...
Well, you got to take it on faith, Emery.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. I'll take it on faith.
They failed, they failed to change their diapers. They left them in their, you know, in their carriers. Like, they just, they didn't serve them lunch, you know.
But all this is, all this is able to happen because there's no oversight whatsoever. There's no regulation. This is an example that, this is the kind of example that makes me go, come on, libertarians, what do you say to that, you know? There does need to be some sort of...
That, when you go, like, the market will sort it out. Will it? Because this is people who are forced through their circumstances. The people who are sending their kids here don't have a choice. Because other aspects of the market have sorted it out. The companies that they work for are paying them not enough money to provide real daycare and don't have daycare facilities. So they're stuck with very limited funds. And a baby, and the need to make a living. Mm-hmm. So they go, oh, shit, well, this place is cheaper. All right. And then they find out 6 months later that it's just, it's that they've been sending their kid through a really shitty situation.
When someone dies, then she'll really get put away for good. But she's already been arrested multiple times for crimes ranging from theft to child endangerment. And she doesn't need a license. She doesn't need a curriculum or qualified workers. All she needs is a roof over her head, desperate parents, and a piece of paper that says she runs a church.
No matter where you go, somebody will take the opportunity to take advantage of other people. And without regulation, it's really hard to curb this kind of shit.
You bleeding heart liver. I'm sick of this meddling government.
Right?
This meddling government do-gooders getting in the way, like controlling the market and stopping me from being able to hit a baby with a fly swat.
There is
you libtards listening here.
Libtards. There is the argument that government, even when charged with these things, wastes immense amount of money and does very little good. That's the other problem that we have. Because there are that I always try to think fairly, you know, about these sorts of things, and there are many examples of daycare centers that have these kinds of problems and conditions that go unchecked because the government can't do what it's supposed to be doing, you know? But it seems to me
that's a failure of execution rather than concept. Like, that's that doesn't mean that you kind of go, oh, well, a few of them slipped through the net. So that's like going like, oh, I guess some people still drive drunk despite the fact there are DUI laws. So why have DUI laws? It seems like because it catches a lot of the people.
Yeah. I think that's the hate the sin, love the sinner argument you just made. Is that right? Am I wrong?
Sounds
I'm wrong
like
about that.
No, you're getting DUIs mixed up with gay.
Yeah, I am. Sorry about that. I got to stop drinking and driving. You're listening to Ardent Atheist while fucking. You're listening to Ardent Atheist, ardentatheist.com, and available to the iTunes Store more after this intolerable intermission. And now, a special announcement.
This is a big friggin' super shout out to a few of our listeners.
What happened to that?
Bunny Boy, it's big.
Oh, huge?
Six Ball.
Uh-huh.
Perry Diliolia.
Oh, it's long. Look at that
Sasha
list.
Sasha Luna, Kentucky Atheist.
Good
Biggest
Lord.
Dickus. Orchestral Maneuvers in the Vagina.
Wow.
Snossages. Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Buffalo Custard Baths. My Tits.
Your tits were on the wall last night?
Apparently,
last
they're
week?
Still on there.
Holy.
The Vagina Warhols.
That's hilarious.
Faith No Vagina.
They're doing those song gags.
Vagina the Hoople.
That's funny.
Panic at the Vagina.
Oh my God, I love this so much.
Dan. My Computer Told Me a Vagina's Mine.
Oh my God.
Ned's Atomic Vagina.
Uh-huh.
Tardy Woohoo. Hi, uh-huh. You were there. Hi. Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Vagina. Apex Vagina. Jonathan Parker.
Deepak. Can we just add a vagina to that?
Jonathan Parker's vagina.
Okay.
Deepak Shmegma in the vagina. The Jeebus Vagina Mary Chain. Butt Pirate Cornholer.
They knew we were having to read this.
Hashtag
didn't
talk Yiddish to me.
Oh, that's cute.
Mayor Mangina McCheese. Vagina Bungle Shettle.
Nice.
Give me matzo balls now. Snossages okay. Matzo balls.
Okay, that's the same person.
Kein Mitleid für Die Vagina Stay.
Kein Mitleid für Die Vagina Stay.
Bottom Manischewitz.
Bottom Manischewitz.
Kein Vagina für Die Mer... Oh, God. You read it.
We're getting into the premium portion of the show now. Can we finish this?
Kev, N, and Joe Swam. These were some of the people chatting on the Well of Reason last week. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Some of those were pseudonyms.
They were definitely pseudonyms. And now back to Art and Dadius Nonsense. You can believe when we're talking about Terry Smith, Tommy Puckett, Matt Kirshen, who finally made it. Welcome. Hey. Thank you, Matt. I don't say that derisively. I say that because I'm excited to have you here.
It's good to be here.
All right. We are going to Reason Rally. Did we say that yet?
Yes.
I want to just... I'm so excited about going to Reason Rally. I can't believe this
happened.
We're
going to see Joe Swam.
Can we thank Kim? Kim put this together. Who?
Yeah. Kim Abel.
Kim Abel put this together.
Put this together for us.
On GoFund Yourself.
Kim, you're so nice.
Yes. And she just had a baby. She was really pregnant, and then it just popped out like...
Wow.
I don't think that's how it works.
It did. Just dropped out of her cooch.
Does water really spill out when the water breaks, like in the movies?
Yes.
Like in the movies.
I believe so.
That's gross.
It destroyed my grandparents' bed.
Their whole bed?
Mm-hmm.
How much water was in your grandma?
It was actually in my mom.
What was your mom sleeping with your grandparents for? And pregnant.
It's one of those
family
things.
This is getting funky.
My dad was like all on marijuana. He was really stoned, and so it took him a while to help her.
Your grandpa was high?
No, my dad was.
Your dad.
It was like around Christmas. I mean, can you blame them?
Did your mom smoke pot when she was pregnant with you?
I hope so. That would explain a lot. I was born early. They said
so
I was
you might not be
vegetable.
Gay if that happened.
Well, they said I was going to be a vegetable.
Yeah.
But it turns out I'm a fruit.
How have I not heard that joke?
Well, you've heard it now, sweetness.
That's a nice joke. Thank you very much for that joke. Good God.
Story of my life.
How do we get onto that? This show is so fucking whack.
Water.
Matt, what's your phone number? You should give your phone number out.
It is.
He's looking on his phone.
I'm getting so excited.
I just got a really bad memory.
I want to talk about the Jehovah's Witness video. Can we do that?
Oh, yeah. They Does made this lovely know? Video.
You want to set it up? Did you read the story, Heather? Because
yes.
I don't prep for the show.
Yes, I know. The Jehovah's Witnesses recently released an anti-gay video that for kids. It's a cartoon, or it's not cartoon, it's animated, kind of like, what did you say the movie
it
was?
It looked like a ripoff of Inside Out.
Yeah, so it's really well animated, it's very
Thou
cutesy.
Shalt Not Steal.
Oh, I heard it, someone was telling me about this video yesterday. It's went viral, right?
Yeah, has it gone viral?
I think so.
Viral with people pissed the fuck off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to play that for you.
It's not going to go viral until now. Lesson 22, One Man, One Woman. Little kid pulls down a picture off of the chalkboard in school.
Drawing.
It's a drawing.
It's not bad quality animation either. It's
not
like
bad. It's
sort of
pretty good.
It's like a sort of B minus Pixar.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And she takes
Look,
the
Mom.
Drawing into her mom and says,
"I drew
Mom,
a family in school
I drew
today.
A family in school.
Oh,
to-
wow.
I can stop describing.
Yeah, you
didn't have time to finish Caleb's face. Carrie drew two mommies. She told me they're married to each other. My teacher says that all that matters is that people love each other and that they're happy.
A lot more than that matters.
People have their own ideas about what is right and wrong. But what matters is how Jehovah feels.
Really?
He wants us to be happy, and he knows how we can be happiest. That's why he invented marriage the way he did.
You mean one man and one woman?
Exactly. Look at Genesis 1:27. Jehovah created Adam and Eve, male and female. Then in Genesis 2:24, he said that a man will stick to his wife. Later, Jesus said the same thing. Jehovah's standards haven't changed. It's kind of like going on an airplane. What would happen if someone wanted to bring something on the plane that wasn't allowed?
They couldn't go on their trip.
Right. It's the same with Jehovah. He wants us to be his friend and live in paradise forever. But we have to follow his standards to get there. At Matthew 7:13 and 14, it talks about the road leading to paradise. To get there, Jehovah says we have to leave some things behind. That means anything Jehovah doesn't approve of.
But I want everyone to get to paradise.
So does Jehovah. And you know what? People can change. That's why we share his message. So, what can you say to Carrie?
Well, I could tell her about the paradise. I could tell her about the animals and the resurrection.
That's awesome. Let's practice.
So that woman looked really kind of mixed in color, which is ironic to me.
I hadn't really ever thought of it in terms of air travel before. But I guess. So So you can't take gay marriage on a plane.
No.
But you can. Can you check it? You can't take it carry on, but you can. Can you have like? Can you have less than 3 ounces of homosexuality?
You can stow it in the bottom beneath your seat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I think they make you drink it all before you get on the plane.
Right.
Yeah.
To test it to prove that it's not baby sin.
Yeah. I can see why these people are convincing their children of these things, because if every time my mom told me a story, really amazing music played, I would believe it too.
Yeah.
What were you going to say, Blythe?
You
could hide. You can hide your homosexuality in your butt. That's one way to get it on the plane.
That's happened a few times.
It's not that well hidden.
That gets messy like halfway through the day, though. You know the thing about that getting into paradise, mm-hmm. but you have to leave some things behind. Is it really paradise if you're leaving love behind?
You know, that's what made my mom turn from religious bullshit. There are different things that will make people really question their faith. For me, it was Leviticus and not understanding the whole dove, God finds pleasure in the killing of. That was my get off the ride and think about this,
oh
right?
God.
And my, what's the matter?
That noise.
Oh, sorry.
It's the noise at the end of the ride. It's just the noise it makes.
I'm like half mass now.
I'm foleying my story. Is that a problem?
Oh.
Reason rally!
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just doing some other noises for you.
He's a writer, not a Foley guy. Yeah. So
I'm the Michael Winslow of comedy.
Of comedy? No, you're not. You're the Michael Winslow of this podcast. That's the most you can say about what. Anyway. So, all right, listen. My mom really got stuck on this. Everything will be fine in heaven when she realized there's no pathway to heaven for me or her daughter, theoretically. Mm-hmm. Her daughter's done some really awful, evil things. I am an avowed atheist. I'm the guy that says, fuck you, I don't want any of your religion. I mean, I've blasphemed irreversibly according to scripture.
We're doing it
Holy
right
Spirit's
now.
Name in vain, mm-hmm. fuck the Holy Spirit.
All of it, you name
you can
it.
You can still repent, Emery.
But I already have. And then I stopped. I'm unrepentant after repenting.
How many times?
I'm re-repenting.
How many times?
I'll turn his off. Okay,
how many times can you repent if you're a Christian?
Any amount of time. You just need to do it before you die. You just need to accept Jesus Christ into your 3 ounce or less pocket.
Oh, yeah.
What about the unforgivable sin of blasphemy? Which is a weird that that's the one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not
of all of them.
Or rape.
Yeah, yeah. So I can get away with murder, rape, fisting.
Yeah, but that's like, think about who's judging you. Blasphemy is basically contempt of court.
It is, isn't it?
It's like, you get out of my courtroom. You won't say that about me. You won't respect me. You get out of here. Go with the devil.
But contempt of court is usually a few days in jail, not
yeah, but if you
eternal...
keep coming back.
Yeah?
Remember when my cousin Vinny, like, he was still wearing the suit?
The only thing I can think to say is utes.
Yeah.
That's all I can think.
Two utes.
These two utes. So my mom was absolutely, she was gobsmacked by this idea that she could go to heaven and there wouldn't be a son and possibly not a daughter, or maybe her daughter would make it. Maybe her daughter hasn't blasphemed like me. But if I don't make it, how can that be, how can she be happy there? How can it be heaven if her kids don't make it or her kid doesn't make
it? So it's not that you wouldn't get in, it's the fact that she would be there without you.
That was the problem.
She wouldn't get to have her offspring.
That was the problem.
Well, just like...
She couldn't reconcile how it's possible to be blissful without me making, and knowing, by the way, that I'm burning in hell down below.
Is what the Lord does, though.
Okay.
What happens in a situation like that, because she is a godly, God-fearing woman, and her son is a dirty sinner, when she gets to heaven, she will have... the illusion that her son and daughter are with her.
I just thought that it happened like it does on At Midnight, where you just, the host Jesus or God goes, wipe, 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 and wipes away her memories of all of that shit anyway, and she's just living her own.
That's what I was taught.
Like a Stepford
Wife. You wouldn't really think about it. You'd be so busy worshiping at the foot of the throne of God.
That'd be all
that it wouldn't really matter.
Yeah, it'd be like, you know, like if you're like really smacked out and you forget that your kid's in the oven, you know, that kind of thing.
I think that happened to me.
Well, so
you know that thing. We've all been there.
Mm-hmm.
That is, I mean, Job is the answer to Mom's question, I guess.
What?
You know? Well, Job has his family completely wiped away. Boils, he suffers, all of his animals are killed.
Oh, that's right. It's one of the most horrific stories in the Bible.
One of the most horrific.
And speaking of
I think it's worse than kill your son. Worse than the Abraham.
Because what happened, with Job, he then, like, God just gives him a new family, like a second family.
That's it. Just, here you go. Not the same one.
That's one of those things.
Let me swap them out for you.
That's
like,
one of the things I was talking about to the kids at the Ask an Atheist thing, mm-hmm. and I said, listen to the story of Job. It's one of the most horrific stories in the Bible. And they're all just like, no, it's a great story. It's got a great moral.
No.
One guy said to me, yeah, that's kind of messed up. And God, I was like, yes!
God didn't, and God probably didn't even like make an effort to find a family that matched, that looked the same as the first family, so he wouldn't tell.
He gave him a black family.
According to the Bible. Damn it, you beat me to the punchline. All right, that's it. We're going to wrap this up and come back for the premium. If you're on the wall right now, don't go away. We're going to be back. You get to watch for free, whether you pay or not. That's it for the free hour. This has been the free version of episode 192, another show that went off without a hitch. We miss you, Hitch. We'll be making the full 90 minutes available to our premium subscribers very soon. I want to thank our guests, Terry Smith, Tommy Puckett, and Matt Kirshen. I also want to thank my co-host and producer, Heather Henderson, and our video switcher, Blythe Renee. Tune in next time when our guests will be...
Fabulous!
And we'll be talking about...
Meh.
I'm your host, Emery Emery.
And I'm Heather Henderson. Our theme music, courtesy of the sound editor of The Aristocrats, Eric Wilson, and special thanks to our Wall of Reason moderator, Joseph Reasonable Swam.
Where can people find... Terry, do you guys have a website for the secular group?
If they go to Facebook and put in PCCSSA...
That's easy.
They will find our public page.
PCC space SSA, or all together.
All together.
No spaces.
PCC SSA, search that
on
Facebook.
What's your Twitter name?
My Twitter name is Witchy Tie Tie.
That's cool.
I have to spell that.
Yeah, you do.
It's WITCHIETAITAI.
Awesome.
I have to start the music over again. It was so long. All right, there we go. And where can people find you?
Well, if you like tactical MMOs made by crazy French people, you can find me at my guild, Spanish Inquisition, on the Nox server for Wakfu. WAKFU.
Were those words?
Yes. It's a French MMO. What do you expect? It's really messed up. There's like weird stuff everywhere, but
you can find me
on there.
I live in the nerd
Facebook,
world.
The Spanish Inquisition Facebook page. So
okay.
Cool.
And Matt?
I am Matt Kirshen on all of the social media. Probably Science is my podcast. Please listen to Probably Science. And I have a new album that's going to be coming out very soon. I'll give you details on all that. And come and see me at Bridgetown in Portland. And then I'm going to be in the UK doing Glastonbury. Oh, and I'm going to be in Greece. If you got any, do you have Greek listeners?
We have three Greek listeners.
Wow. Come and see me in Athens and one other city that begins with T and is long, and I'm going to mispronounce it.
And so call him up. Word. Call him up at 323-648-7973. That's Matt's phone number. I feel sorry for that poor bastard, whoever he is.
I'm going to blow up your phone, girl.
Some characters mentioned on this podcast are completely fictitious. Any resemblance to real persons living or dead is purely wishful thinking. You've been listening to Ardent Atheist. Ardent Atheist is a product of natural selection. Thanks for listening, and thanks for being here, everybody. Don't go away if you're on the wall. We'll be back for the premium portion of episode 192. Thanks for listening.
Puckett.
You're the premium.